We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Okay, put myself right in the hot seat today for group therapy because my family is about to head to California for the holidays. My younger brother, Matt, lives out there with his wife and his two-year-old daughter, and they always have to travel for the holidays because they're out west. And so we said, this holiday, we're coming to you. So the Clampets are coming to California. So it's me and my husband and my two daughters and my parents, and everybody is going to bombard them in Los Angeles. Now, here is the question for group therapy. Do I have to make my kids live their lifestyle when we arrive? Because my brother and his wife are super healthy. They're fully California. I've told you guys before, they're like vegetarians Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. And they have a saying in their house with their daughter is that you can either eat growing food or slowing food. So my husband captured this conversation between my oldest daughter, Lauren, who's 6, and my younger one, Reese, who is 4. And this is Lauren warning Reese about what it's going to be like when we have to go visit Uncle Matt in California. Listen in.
So, Reese, be prepared because I'm in California. Uncle Matt might make us eat food that we don't like. So,
Is he going to make you eat growing food?
Yeah.
Probably, and he's probably going to say no slowing food, isn't he? And why do you think he's going to say that?
So basically, Lauren is warning Reese. She's like, be prepared. We're going to have to eat food in California that we don't like. But that really is my question. When we show up, do I try to get my kids to eat like his kid and eat like them? Because they're going to be the hosts of us. And they're going to be doing all kinds of veggies and stuff that my kids are going to turn their nose up at.
But your kids eat vegetables. I mean, because you're a pretty healthy person, right?
I've
seen everything you brought in. You know, that bale of hay, that 60 calories, that'll last you a year.
Dip those carrots in ranch and the kids will eat them.
No, they won't. I mean, I think my kids are going to turn their nose up at all the stuff that they're going to provide. So that's my question is, do what we need to assimilate into their lifestyle, or do I need to go grocery shopping as soon as I get there to get stuff that my kids are going to eat?
Before I give you my opinion, can you define what's the difference between growing food and what's slowing food?
Slowing food is all the stuff that kids love, like chicken nuggets and mac and cheese and pizza and french fries and basically crap that's on every kid's menu across America.
But that's a part of childhood.
Well, that's not what they think. Their daughter eats things like Swiss chard and gobbles up kale.
What is that?
Yes. I mean, I don't know how they've done it, but their child, my niece, is like the healthiest little kid ever.
You are a guest in your brother's house.
Yeah.
I'd say it's a good opportunity to introduce your kids to some different foods. Because as we tell Caroline all the time, don't yuck someone's yum. To them, it's fantastic. So I see this as an opportunity for y'all to try something new. It may not be easy, but it's just for a couple days. I don't hate the idea of you going out there and living their lifestyle for a weekend.
Okay, y'all, what do I do? 404-263-0941. Because my children are very opinionated. They're outspoken like their mother. And they are going to voice their opinion on how gross the food is. So my brother texted me the other day. He's like, hey, we're thinking about a New Orleans-inspired Christmas menu. Will the girls eat crab cakes? And I was like, oh, no.
Is it real crab or imitation tofu crab?
No, it's the real deal. So I was like, okay, first of all, they're going to say no. They're going to spit it out, and they're going to be the rudest little kids ever. But I didn't say that. I wrote back. I said, don't plan the menu around the kids. Plan whatever you want. That sounds delicious to me. Like, go for it. So I'm trying to be really nice and support whatever they want to do. But my kids are going to show up and spit this food back on the plate and be rude. So what do I do here? Oh, all right, 404-263-0941. Emily is here to help. Emily in Decatur, welcome to Group Therapy.
Hey, Jen.
Hey.
So I'm really disappointed in the way that you're not challenging your kids' diet. I mean, you should make them eat the healthy food. I mean, this is part of the problem about, like, why children are becoming obese more and more.
I don't disagree with that. I think it's a good opportunity.
Obese?
Yeah, but I think it's a good opportunity to introduce new food, but I don't think that Jen has a very unhealthy lifestyle for her kids.
But here's the thing, Emily. Like, I don't think I can force my children to eat it. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, I can put it in front of them, but I can't force them to eat crab cakes or kale or Swiss chard.
But don't they have to eat? I mean, they're not going to starve, so at some point they're just going to eat it, right?
They really would starve themselves before eating that stuff. I mean, I really do think that they are that stubborn and opinionated.
Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is, we had this conversation a few days ago. We were talking about it a bit last week when I said, my mother said when we were kids, if you don't eat what I cook, you would not eat it all. There was plenty of days I've starved. Mm-hmm. She put food in the refrigerator. I just wouldn't eat it. But
really?
When... Oh, liver and onions? Who eats that? I'm not eating that at 6 years old. I mean, to me, that was a little bit too mature for me. I wanted my pizza. I wanted my cheeseburger. I wanted my chicken McNuggets and fries because that's a staple of childhood.
I know.
What child doesn't eat that?
Emily, how do you handle, like, if you take your kids into a new situation, they have a different menu?
Well, I don't have kids myself.
And there you have it. It's always the people with no kids on the outside looking in, trying to judge someone else and their parental, you know, guidance.
Well, it's like,
yeah, but how hard is it to feed kids? I mean, like I mentioned, like they do have to eat at some point.
How hard is it to feed kids? It is very simple. You go to the drive-thru at McDonald's and get them a 6-piece and a fry.
My brother would die if we went to McDonald's. Like, he would die. But I'm not opposed to that. I try to do a balance of both. Is Emily right, though? I mean, she could be completely right that I am failing as a parent because my kids won't eat kale.
What was her name again?
Emily.
Emily
don't have no kids, Jen Hoppy. I'm just going to tell you that she ain't got no kids. She ain't got not narrow one kid, but she trying to tell you what to do with yours.
All right, 404-263-0941. Kina in Lilburn is here. Help me with some group therapy, Kina.
Hey, so I don't know. I love what your coworker said about don't let your kids yuck someone else's yum.
Hey, Mark. Yeah. How are you? Good morning.
Just kind of wing it and see what they say. Let them take the lead, maybe.
Let my brother take the lead? I just feel like
the kids.
Oh.
The kids.
Oh, yeah. Then they're just going to, like, spit it out and be like, this is disgusting. We're not eating Uncle Matt's growing food. It's horrible.
When your girls get super hungry, do they throw temper tantrums?
Sometimes, yeah.
California temper tantrum. I can't wait. Another earthquake coming to L.A. It's going to be Jen Hobby's kids.
All right, what do I do? Do you have any ideas on this? 404-263-0941. I need your guidance next for group therapy. Star 94.1, this is the Christmas Station.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
My family is about to head to California and hang with my brother's family for the Christmas holiday, and they are very healthy. I'm afraid my kids are going to spit out the food that is served to them, so what do I do instead?
Jen's looking for your advice, 404-263-0941, or shoot us a text on the Jen and Friends text line, 51539. Put your name on it so we can give you credit. A
couple of minutes ago, Emily in Decatur said, just make them eat their veggies. What? They're not going to starve. Michelle incoming, do you agree?
No, I disagree, Jen. When people come visit me, I'm always like, please send me a list. What does your family like? A lot of times the stuff our family doesn't eat, but I'm going to get it. And so I'm not sure if your brother stays with you when they come in town and you ask him what, you know, you get at the grocery store. So I would definitely be prepared because if your kids are unhappy, your vacation's going to be unhappy. And there's nothing wrong with them, you know, maybe trying it, but you definitely need to have food that they like to eat.
Okay, so pack my own groceries. I was actually thinking about getting another suitcase to pack with groceries just for that first couple of days that we're there. Hey, Ariel Indicator, what do you say I need to do?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with your brother. Throwing food, not throwing fruit. Because First Lady Michelle Obama was in office, she shed the light on childhood obesity at an alarming rate. I mean, it's an epidemic, and it still is. Like, children are overweight. They don't want to go outside. They don't want to play. They're not healthy. I've never seen your children or anything. But, I mean, you want to incorporate more healthy foods. So I don't think there's anything wrong with you guys going there, embracing that just for a weekend. And then they have the rest of their lives to eat your stuff, you know, whatever you cook them.
Okay. Swiss chard it is. Okay. Thank you, Ariel.
A couple of texts coming in, Jen Hobby, and they want to know, Nancy wants to know, would your brother get offended if you have a backup plan or a different menu for the kids?
Oh, no, that's awesome.
I don't know if he would get offended. I don't think they want me to introduce crappy food to their kid, because then their kid's going to be addicted. My niece is going to be addicted to chicken nuggets and mac and cheese. And she's not.
And then she's going to spend the holidays with you now.
Right. So I don't think they'd be offended, but I don't think they want me to introduce the type of processed foods that my kids are used to. Sparkle in Austell, thanks for joining Group Therapy. You're on with Jen and Friends.
I say bring your own food. Mm-hmm. That's just me, because I know my daughter will spit it out or tell you it's nasty and she doesn't do the napkin politeness.
Right.
You haven't taught her about the napkin covering. And I also believe that you shouldn't introduce kids. I feel like you should introduce them to vegetables and things, but if somebody doesn't make it right and it's their first time and they're going to try it and it's nasty, you have ruined the whole thing for another couple years.
Yeah, and
so
then
I say bring your own food.
Okay.
Because crab cakes is not for children. I mean, it's not many kids. That's a type of food. Because I'm grown and I don't like it. I don't even like crab cakes.
That's a good way to find out if they have an allergy.
I guess that's true. I know, and I think like New Orleans style, they're going to be like spicy crab cakes. I'm like, oh my gosh.
You take the crawfish, kids, and you bite the head off of it, okay?
My little two-year-old niece is like superhuman. Kristen in Kennesaw, what do I do?
Clearly, Emily had no kids. So I'm so glad that question was asked. I'm like, clearly she has no kids. Kids just eat. How hard is it? It's extremely hard.
Yeah.
Your kids are programmed to eat certain things. And I'm all about, I have a five-year-old, and I'm all about, and he knows, we try new things. Take a bite, take two bites, try it, and then give him something to eat. You can't let your kids starve. And he eats broccoli. He eats vegetables, but he's grown up with that stuff. He's used to that stuff. So I say when you get there, go grocery shopping, get things that you know that your kids will eat, and yeah, ask them to try the new things, but by no means make them starve the entire trip and ruin the trip for them.
Exactly, because then the whole trip becomes about my kids pitching a fit and throwing temper tantrums because they're starving.
And it's going to be a miserable trip.
Exactly, I don't want it to be miserable.
And your brother has a child, so he should understand, hey, you know what, he chooses his lifestyle for his child or children. Yeah. And you choose your children's lifestyle, and that's not fair to make your children suffer on what's supposed to be a fun trip because they choose to eat something different than what they're used to.
Thank you.
By all means, try it, but let them eat.
Thanks for the call, Kristen. What you got over there, Mark?
From the 770, Santa's on the way. Good parenting involves bribes and empty threats. Santa won't come if you don't eat it. However, if you do eat it, Santa will come, and maybe we'll sneak you out for some ice cream later. Great text coming in.
All right, Tina in Jasper, what do you say?
Listen, I'm saying you bribe those babies. Tell them that if they try something new, you'll let them open up an extra or a Christmas present early.
Oh.
And then slip them some peanut butter crackers on the table or something.
Oh, that's really good bribery. Tina, I am all about your line of parenting.
Did you bring in contraband to Christmas party this year?
All right, you got any group therapy for us? Give us a call, 404-263-0941. What do I do?
We're back with Group Therapy on Jen and Friends.
It is a Christmas station. I'm headed out to California for Christmas with my family. My kids are used to eating more kid-friendly food, and I would say more processed food. My brother's super healthy. So what do I do to make sure that my kids aren't spitting out the food on the table and being rude? Lulu and Jasper, thanks for calling for Group Therapy. You're on with Jen and Friends.
Hey, so first of all, Emily had me heated because with you not having children, I'm sorry, but you have no clue how hard it is to feed children. I have a 7-year-old who is extremely picky, but she's also very, very polite, so she just won't eat. She will sit at the table and have conversations and just won't eat. So I've gotten into the habit of just bringing something that she would like, so that is my advice to you.
Okay.
But, Emily definitely had me very heated on that subject.
Well, it does seem simple, right? it's like, oh, they're hungry. Oh, they're going to eat. But they're not. I just know my kids are stubborn sometimes, and they're not going to eat. Paige and Hampton, what do you say?
Hey, look, this morning, to me, it just all comes down to respect. Like, respect, something that kind of has to be instilled from the parent. And you can't just take your kids over there and have them like, ooh, yuck, this is gross, spitting it out. It's just something that kind of has to be installed. Like, they have to respect others. They have to respect others' choices, others' decisions, others' cooking. I know it sounds a little crazy. I'm definitely not about the whole bribery thing. I will definitely bribe my kids. So I'm on board with the bribery 100%. But you've got to have a discussion with them beforehand. Like, look, just try one bite. If it's gross, just choke it down. Drink some water real fast. The taste is gone. It's done and over with. You can eat your little side dishes in the bedroom later. You know, however you want to do it. If you're packing snacks, then that's totally cool with me. But I'm just saying, they have to be respectful about it.
I love it. Thank you so much, Paige.
This coming in from the 678. It took my daughter 2 nights of no dinner to finally eat the spaghetti squash I made for her. Now she loves it.
So
maybe give your kids the opportunity. And this one coming in from Savannah on the 404. Gin Hobby, don't you dare make your baby starve. Let them try it, but go grocery shopping.
Okay.
I love the stash idea. You know what? I think it's safe to have a stash up underneath the bed just in case, but don't let the girls know.
Yeah, contraband.
And please tell me you make fun of your brother for that stupid growing versus slowing mantra.
I think it's actually really good.
Coming up in minutes.
All right, we got daily inspiration on the way. We are the Christmas station. So how do you create new traditions this year? We'll get into it coming up next with Jen and Friends.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.